gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions. We're open to your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. Tell all your friends about it. You finally found something that will take away the odors out of your house. I wish it would help in the odor that my cat just cut a fart, but it doesn't really work for that, but it does work for other things. On that case, it will take out urine, feces, vomit, and even skunk odor, and you can only get it online at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats for your dog. Don't forget, you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me in Italy on September 30th, we leave. Yes, join me. You can find out more at TalkinPets.com or call 800-581-8942. That's Colette Tours, booking number 1382-009. Come along, and let's share some spaghetti together. This is Talkin' Pets.
Off I'd ran, the young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. Said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly up in the air, like to fly. Dog and
once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Were you singing to that song?
Oh, it's one of my favorite songs. I used to sing it.
I was looking at Kayla going, where's that echo coming from?
No, that's me. That was me singing right along with Anne. I love Heart. Yeah.
Actually,
my sister and I used to play it together.
That song reminds me now of Dean Koontz. Dean Koontz, the writer, and, you know, of course, they made some of his writing, his novels, into movies.
Yep.
Great guy. He's been on the show with us. I've talked to him off the air as well, and he wrote a book. He never thought he would have a pet, and he wrote a book about his dog that passed away, and it was the first one, only one him and his wife had, and one day he was out in the park, and he was sitting there thinking about his dog that passed away, and then a butterfly landed on his shoulder. And that, and butterflies are his favorite creatures. And he said that he knew that the dog was actually coming back to him.
Yeah.
To say, I'm
yep.
okay.
Yep.
So pretty remarkable. A remarkable guy, too. We were like, I think Talkin' Pets was the only interview, the first interview. Maybe, I don't know if he's done, I think he's done some after. But he doesn't really do interviews. And he came on to talk about his dog, and just a great
guy. That's so awesome.
Yeah, he was really, really, really cool. It was an honor
I'm going into my 16th year being with you. I can't believe it. I'm going into my 16th year.
Flies by.
I know. We've had so many amazing people on this show that it blows my mind. And I feel very appreciative and very honored to be a part of it, because I do get to meet wonderful people and hear their stories. And it's, you know, it's really cool. I love it. So thank you, John.
No, and thank you for being part of the show. And, you know, I the one thing I love about doing the show is that, you know, people listen all across the country because they love their pets. And
yes.
We try to make the show as entertaining as we can, as well as funny and, you know, and everything. But there's sad moments as well. And we always give out animal advice. So we're always open for training questions or behavior, or one of the doctors is with us, because we have like 15 different vets and trainers on the show. And, you know, and we're always open to medical questions too when they're on. And it just means a lot, you know. And it's been, this April will be 36 years.
Wow.
The Talkin' Pets has been on radio.
Yeah. Wow.
Long time.
Go, John.
So, yeah, it really is my passion. So, I mean, this is like my giving back, you might say. But on that note, I do want to welcome on KDEC AM 920 and 96.5, San Luis Obispo, California, Pepper Daniels and the gang there. Also WFNC AM 640 and 103.5, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Kelvin and the gang there. Also KGMI AM 790 and 96.5 in Bellingham, Washington. A big shout out to Joe and Heidi. Also WIBW AM 580 in Topeka, Kansas City, Kansas, for Larry and Roy. WEEU AM 830 in Reading, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, John Treese. I've known John a long time, and great for you to bring us on there, John. And
awesome.
WDLA AM 1270 in Walton, New York. A shout out to Don and my buddy Chase. So thanks for picking up the show and for running us. And of course, we always like to hear from everybody listening, whether you're listening on your radio or at Talkin' Pets Radio, which is our Facebook Live, or, you know, we're on every streaming and all social media platforms. So check it out there as well. But we want to talk to you about your pets, and we will have Name That Animal Sound in this hour.
Woohoo!
Good luck. It's maybe a little bit tougher, but we'll see. But 818-818-6401 is the number, 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. And no matter what you have, whether it be a dog, a cat, a bird.
A possum.
Or a possum. A possum called Pickles.
Or a horse. Or a donkey, or a goat, or a sheep. There's just so many of awesome things out there to have.
A lot of people have been into goats all of a sudden, like more than ever.
Well, there's a lot of really expensive prize, like different breeds from around the world that people get into doing those things like that. But goats are, they make great pets. They're easy to take care of, and you don't need a lawnmower anymore.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They cut the grass.
Yep.
So that you can't complain that. Although when they scream, I think that's the most hysterical thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, my favorite ones are the fainting goats, because I can't stop laughing. But
And they just drop?
They just drop, yeah. They're hilarious.
Well, baby goats, they use for yoga and stuff now, right?
Yes, yes. Puppies, kittens, baby goats, miniature donkeys. They've started using those in some of the, you know, yoga stuff, too. It's pretty cool.
You know what I think is wild is that, you know, when we talk about horses from time to time, and there's like stories out there about how they're using horses for veterans with PTSD.
Oh, yes.
It helps them recover.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty amazing. I mean, if you've never been around a horse, everybody listening, I recommend that you spend some time going to a ranch or going horseback riding or something, because they give off this, like, I can't think of the word, euphoria. I mean, it's just like they help take away a lot of your worries.
Yes, and I grew up with horses. I mean, I was riding before I could walk. I was, you know, a champion barrel racer, blah, 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 whatever. But the horses, they have been using them with autistic children for decades. And now that they're using them with, you know, people with PTSD and stuff, and people who come back, you know, from war with all these different problems and stuff, they're amazing. And the equine world is a fascinating thing. So yes, I do say get out there if you can be around a horse and do it. Don't be afraid of them. They're incredible, incredible beasts. I love them.
It's like they give off this emotional healing kind of sense. And I always looked at a horse, like they're majestic to me.
Yes.
The muscles on a horse, the structure of a horse, the size of a horse is just like astonishing. I've always wanted to one day have a ranch and have horses on it. And it's just not in my vocabulary. I'm working in radio.
I would kill to have a horse again, but it's you and I have property, but it's a lot, John. So I can go ride somebody else's horses.
It is. It's a lot of work. There's no doubt about that.
And if you come visit, I'll take you riding up here in the mountains. It's beautiful.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Give us a call, 818-818-6401. You can't take dogs.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
When a Florida family got a Ring notification while on vacation, they turned on their at-home camera and caught a thief in the act, stealing an Amazon package right from the front door. The culprit? A bear. The family watched as the bear sniffed the package, turned away, and then decided to go back to the package and reconsider. Ultimately, the bear must have decided it didn't want what was inside the box, cell phone charger cords, because the bear left it on the walkway by the front door. Apparently, bears are common in the family's Longwood neighborhood, which is located close to several Central Florida state wildlife preserves and parks. It's not uncommon for residents to see bears strolling in the streets. But stealing packages? That's a new one. The bear population grew enough in Florida that the state brought back the bear hunt in December 2025 following a 10-year hiatus. There were 52 bears killed during the 23-day hunt. More than half the bears killed came from the panhandle. The largest bear killed was a 697-pound male in Collier County. The hunt was held in four regions of the state where the estimated 4,000 bears are still living. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. Picnic table, you will find him there. Stuffing double goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Yellowstone Park. Yogi has it better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
Brought to you by Kellogg's. Do you remember
that? Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Oh, we're showing our age for sure.
I used to love watching Yogi Bear. It was one of my favorite
things. Me too. Hey, we're going to go out to KCBQ, and Steve in San Diego has a question about training camps for chihuahuas. What's going on with your chihuahuas, Steve?
Yes, he's too excitable.
He's a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But if he can mix with the others, his breed, you know, chihuahuas are the smallest breed. And I was looking at the other small dogs. Why is the chihuahua the smallest breed? Does that have anything to do with if they get intimidated?
There's several different breeds of chihuahua. The typical Esmahound chihuahua, that is the true Mexican chihuahua, can actually get upwards of 35 pounds. They are a standard larger dog, and they're not so excitable. The teacup chihuahuas and the hybrid chihuahuas are a little different. I don't know which breed you have.
How about the one that we have two? One that's a Mexican breed, and the other that's like a dachshund. He has a long, a foot and a half long.
So he's a mix. Yeah. Is he a mixed breed, chihuahua and dachshund?
I think he's a mixed breed.
Okay.
But it's like he has his front paws turned out a little bit, and they found the type of
but he's probably calmer than the regular chihuahua, right?
Yes.
Okay. Chihuahuas are just normally a little bit high test, and that's just because they've been significantly overbred.
They're named
a
after
different...
a city in Mexico, by the way.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
They're great dogs. They're great guard dogs, believe it or not, if they're trained properly. I know they're little tiny things, but they are naturally nervous. And they also, tend to get cold and or they might shake. Have you ever tried for your Mexican Chihuahua, your purebred, if it may be, have you ever tried putting it in a little jacket, like a little coat or sweater? Sometimes they find they find that very comforting. It might help to turn down their enthusiasm if it's a very excitable dog.
Yes, it does, because we have a hammock that in the back seat of the Toyota or whatever small car it is, and it may be, and the hammock really works, and so is that that purse pouch. If you get them in.
Okay.
And they appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a comfort. It's a very comforting place for them to be, and especially because a lot of dogs get nervous in the car. That's great that you have that for them, that they can be in that little hammock.
Yeah, they love those little things where they could just cuddle up in them and like you don't see me here, but I'm here.
Yeah.
but you know, there are things like the Thunder shirt that you know out there that you can purchase for certain size dogs, like the Chihuahua, which is the smallest breed out there. But the other thing, you can also take like a baby's little shirt or a onesie or something of that and put it on the Chihuahua, because it has to be tight, though. And that's what takes away the anxiety.
Yes.
So you've got to fit it on them tight. So not to the point that you're choking them to death, but, you know, just basically tight enough, and that calms them down. It will do wonders for a dog. It really will.
Mm-hmm. And also, I love the Thunder shirt. I think it's a great thing and all that. But, you know, you can, like John just said, you can buy baby clothing and you can go to Goodwill or something like that. And then you can also, like, if obviously you're not going to wear it because it's too small, but if you like sleep with it for a couple nights and it has your scent on it, and then when you leave the home and you put it on the dog, it will be able to smell your scent, and it will also calm the dog.
Yeah, and the harness may have to be loosened up in that sense, because during the train or walking, it has to be in wash.
You have to take into perspective, it's a very, very small animal, and the world is a very big place. So if it gets really excited where you're walking it, you need to go to a quieter place to walk the dog. It might be too much. There might be passing cars. There could be children riding on bicycles and stuff like that. And that could be way too much for the animal to fathom, because the world is a big, crazy place. Just if you're going to take it somewhere quiet to let it have its free time instead of someplace noisy.
Yeah, and the life expectancy of that breed is 12 to 20 years. And it's stated, actually, that the temperament is lively, courageous, alert, devoted, quick, and aggressive. And I've seen aggressive Chihuahuas. They feel like they can take on a Rottweiler at a time.
But how about the horn honking just once or twice on the freeway?
Yeah, that's a lot for that little animal. And you got to remember, too, their hearing is 100 times sharper than ours. So you got to take all those things into effect. Quiet the space, you quiet the dog.
Well, we've got to go out to a break. That's what that music means. And thanks so much for calling in with that. And good luck with your dogs and with the Chihuahua, named after a city in Mexico. So
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. So once again, this is Talkin' Pets. The lines are open at 818-818-6401.
Veteran Car Donation Program, how can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509, 800-640-9509, 800-640-9509. Call right now, 800-640-9509.
I'm Ron Seggi. Join me Saturday night, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN Digital Talk Radio. My guest this week, legendary singer and actor Frankie Avalon. Founding member of the band Guess Who? Gary Peterson. Actor Daniel Roebuck. Retired New York Police Chief Robert Boyce, who hosts the show New York Homicide. Olympic champion Mark Spitz. Comedian Steve Lemmy. And with a book about his father, Leonard Nimoy, Adam Nimoy. Saturday evenings, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Thailand has begun using a birth control vaccine on wild elephants to reduce deadly conflicts between humans and elephants as farms expand into forest habitats. As elephants lose territory, they are increasingly entering residential and agriculture areas in search of food. Last year alone, wild elephants killed 30 people, injured 29, and were involved in more than 2,000 crop-damaging incidents, according to official figures. The government has obtained 25 doses of a U.S.-made contraceptive vaccine and completed a successful two-year trial on domesticated elephants. The vaccine prevents fertilization but does not stop ovulation, allowing elephants to regain fertility after about 7 years of no booster. Three wild elephants in Trat province have already been vaccinated, with more targeted in high conflict areas where birth rates are significantly higher than the national average. About 800 of Thailand's 4,400 wild elephants live in these conflict-prone zones. Officials say the program focuses only on these areas and is part of a broader strategy that includes creating forest food and wild and water sources, building fencing, and guiding elephants away from residential areas. The initiative has sparked debate, as elephants are a national symbol in Thailand and central to its cultural heritage. A recent relocation effort also drew criticism after one elephant died during the process, prompting an investigation. Authorities say without population management and habitat solutions, human-elephant conflicts could become increasingly unmanageable. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Every morning at 10 in the morning, my cell phone rings. Every morning at 10 in the morning, my cell phone sings. Time to take my birth control. Makes me fat, but the baby acts twice like that. So I always take my birth control, yeah. I always take my birth control. Cause I love my body, baby, it'd be bigger with the baby, so I always take my birth control.
Recent study. I'm confused. Go ahead, Julie.
A new study is being done on shelter dogs to help lower blood pressure. A new university study is giving science-backed proof to what pet lovers already know. Dogs are good for your heart. Researchers found that just 15 minutes of interaction with shelter dogs significantly lowered participants' blood pressure and cortisol levels. Even more encouraging, the benefit was seen in the first-time visitors who had no prior bond with animals at all. Shelters involved in the study say findings could help boost adoption rates while promoting animal assistance wellness programs. Experts say short visits, fostering, and even volunteering could provide mental health benefits, not just for dogs, but for the humans too. Looks like unconditional love may be the best medicine after all. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
A recent study evaluated how reliably veterinarians can measure intestinal wall thickness in horses using ultrasound, an important tool for distinguishing healthy horses from those with intestinal diseases such as lymphoma, peritonitis, or inflammatory bowel disease. Three veterinarians performed repeated ultrasound exams on 8 healthy horses, measuring 6 regions of the intestine. While statistically analysis showed poor to moderate consistency both within and between examiners, the actual differences in measurements were very small. Researchers concluded that repeated ultrasound exams are still clinically useful, but changes of less than 1 millimeter should be considered normal measurement rather than true biological change. The study recommends larger, more diverse research groups in the future. Beyond diagnosis, experts emphasize the importance of nutritional management for horses with intestinal inflammation, including constant access to clean water, adequate forage, avoiding large, high-starch meals, and potentially using hinge gut buffers to support digestive health. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
818-818-6401.
Let the games begin! So, this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what creature makes this sound, we're going to send you out a bottle of SCOE 10X. The ultimate odor eliminator. Only one per household, please. One win on that one. But we do have the book, Pets, 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 from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint, Daily Probiotic, and Daily Multivitamin. And we do have the Dakar, A Wolf's Adventure book, if you want to go with that. I have a mini calendar for a wall calendar, and it's on Tiny Hippos, Big World. We can send that to you. And we also have from Miss Kayla and her silly beads, you can go with the Starbucks handle, the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, or the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder. So there's choices there that you can go with. If you can guess, what bird makes this sound? So this bird lays the largest egg in relation to their body size of any bird in the world. lays the largest egg in relation to their body size of any bird in the world. What bird is it? That's the sound that they make. So what bird do you think makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. So what bird are we talking about? And it lays the largest egg compared in relation to the body size of this bird. 818-818-6401. Think.
A dinosaur.
No.
No.
In reference to the bird's name, think.
It's a tough one, so you're going to have to give them some good clues.
Think the produce department at your grocery store. You'd find a certain, I don't even know if it's a fruit or a vegetable.
It's a fruit. Sure. It's a fruit. It has seeds.
Okay, so it's a fruit.
Yeah.
Are you eating that right now, Julie?
No, I'm eating Good and Plenty, my little licorice things.
Yes, I can hear you chewing.
Sorry. I was hungry.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What bird is it? So they lay a very big egg. Their name kind of goes with a fruit that you would find in the grocery store produce department.
And it's not in season now.
And what the heck, I'll just say, and they're native to Australia.
Oh, God, you're just giving it away.
We don't have much time left. 818-818-6401. I thought you were going to automatically say something else when you said, I know what it is. But apparently, I think you do know what it is.
I do know what it is.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. We've never used that sound on the show before. It's a new one, totally. But I do like that little fruit, though.
I just happen to know a lot about this particular bird. That's the only way I knew. I mean, I remember when you put on, one time you did a sound that was an albatross, and I knew it right away, just because I happened to study them.
They make a cute little sound, although it's scary to Kayla.
A little bit.
Not that much.
Well, she thinks it's a dinosaur.
Well, your dog likes it, too, Xerxes.
No. Yeah, somebody's outside, so he's barking. There's some deer
on
the
lawn. It's probably a bear trying to steal your Amazon package.
No.
So, I mean, not only humans are stealing them, now they're finding that wildlife are stealing your delivered packages as well.
I've had a lot of coyote action recently. I even found one out during the day casing the neighborhood for small animals, so I'm being very careful with my dog.
Well, we got Denise in Los Angeles, California, and Denise thinks she knows what makes this sound.
No.
What do you think it is, Denise?
Yes, is it the kiwi?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Well, I'm hitting an applause for you, but apparently my producer has my pot down, so yay!
It's not down! I said whoop, 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 whoop.
Well, it wouldn't play, but there it goes. So, congratulations. What gave it away? The fruit, or was it Australia?
The fruit.
The fruit gave it away. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to go with? We've got the books. We've got the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. We've got the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. What do you think, Denise?
The book.
We have the Pets, Pets, Pets book, or we have Dakar, A Wolf's Adventure. The Pets, Pets, Pets book is a Chicken Soup for the Soul book.
Oh, okay. I'll take that one.
All right.
Yeah, Chicken Soup. Yes. Awesome.
You got it coming out to you. So if you would, stay in the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Los Angeles, and we'll ship you off the Pets, Pets, Pets.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us, and thanks for knowing that one. Have a good one. Drive careful. I think you're in your car. That's Denise out there in Los Angeles. She got it right. It was Pets, Pets, Pets. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back with more of Talkin' Pets. Hey, check out the video at TalkinPets.com, our website, of the bird that I'm going to be talking about with this story that's coming up. It's pretty awesome, actually. And the video is at TalkinPets.com. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Talkin' Pets. John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debts may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
A bird that apparently had a three-pronged fishing hook lodged in its beak seemed to know exactly where to go for help. This, according to Das Klinikum Links der Schweizer, a hospital in Germany. If I said that right, it's a miracle. I haven't experienced that in my 15 years of work so far, said Shahat Sirit, who is a staff member at the hospital. The post on Facebook said, which was originally written in German and translated to English, thank God or I would not be reading this story right now, noted that the bird visited the hospital the previous day. Now, until Sunday afternoon, it was still a relatively normal service for the health and nurses for emergency care in the central emergency admission of the clinic, Links der Wiescher, Sarit said in the post. But then, a colleague came to me and said, hey, there's a bird knocking on the window. Sarit said, that's when an injured cormorant, which is a large black water bird known for its fishing skills, was tapping its beak on the glass window. We then saw, at second glance, that there was something metallic on its beak. Sarit noted, adding that a fishing hook was stuck inside the bird's beak. While staff tried to capture the bird so they could help it, they were unsuccessful, so they called the fire department, which cut off the tip of the hook. Then, we, meaning the emergency care, were able to remove the rest of the hook well and take care of the wound. Sarit wrote, the hospital added that the fire department released the cormorant to a park behind the clinic. When an injured cormorant approaches people, it is usually an animal in extreme distress that has lost its natural fear, according to the fire department. A cormorant is a large, glossy black water bird with a long beak, long neck, I should say, wedge-shaped head, and a sharp hooked beak. A fishing hook stuck in its beak is extremely dangerous. It could lend to infection, pain, and even starvation. Luckily, there was a happy ending for this cormorant. He wasn't even getting a massage. It sounds almost like a scene from a movie, according to the fire department. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Down by the shore where the waters run deep, there's a shadow that glides. No time for sleep, I think he's over here somewhere. He just went down, wings tucked tight like a torpedo, without a sound. He's looking for the little fish to eat, straight covering ground, zigging and zagging through the weeds, not making a sound. Cormorant diving, oh what a sight to see. Catching a fish every time, as slick as can be. Popping up again with a silver prize in his beak. Gulping it down, no time for a leak. How big's that bell? It's swelling up fine. This bird's a machine, crossing that line.
I like this song, and it's called
Cormorant. I do too. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's about a cormorant. So,
and that was a really cool story. I really liked the video that you posted. It was what I hope other people go back and look at it.
Yeah,
it was a very cool story.
If you go to talkingpets.com on our homepage, I put the video on there, and this bird knew it needed help, so it knocked on the window of the hospital.
Of all the places.
I know, for somebody to come out and help it.
Yes,
which
exactly.
I thought was pretty amazing. You know, I think animals, they just know. When they're in pain or they're hurting or something like this happens to them.
Yes.
I think they know that to go to a human that they can help them. So the fear factor kind of goes away when they're looking for help.
I've seen a lot of videos like that with like deer getting their horns caught in things and you know, or they're on the ice and things and people are able to get them because they actually understand that someone's helping them.
Well, a lot of people throw out containers and stuff like that, and then animals get their heads stuck in them.
Yeah.
And we've heard that and reported on that many times.
Yeah.
Where, you know, out in the woods, they see a wild animal and it's running around with a bucket stuck on its head. You know, and that's hard for them because they can't eat, they can't breathe properly, and it's all because of human garbage that we keep throwing out and they keep finding. So, got to make a difference.
Yeah.
And we hope that
be careful what you throw away and you know, recycle if you can recycle. Recycle it properly and be careful what you throw away. That's all I can say.
Yeah. What she said. So, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Congratulations to Denise who guessed the kiwi. And I do like kiwi fruit. So if it has seeds, it's a fruit, right?
Yes.
Okay, good to
like
know.
Like a tomato is a fruit. It's not a vegetable.
See, I learned something today.
Oh, John, I'm going to have to teach you everything.
Yes. Anyway, that's a different show. Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of the program. We hope we make you laugh and we have fun and enjoy and you get some information and you learn something. I will tell you, with this Name This Animal Sound, it's a very popular game. And
I love it.
Yeah. I never really thought about a hawk sound before, but we played it on the show one day. And I was at a garden store and I looked up and there was a huge bird, really big bird, in a tree above my head. And I'm like, and all of a sudden everybody in the garden store started looking at it. And we're all looking at it, and then all of a sudden it made the sound. And I was like, that's a hawk. And the lady looks at me and says, how'd you know that? And I said, talking pets.
Talking pets.
Heard it there. Now I know what a hawk sounds like. Kayla's looking at me like, you're weird.
No, you're not weird.
I can be. Anyway, hey, that music means it's bye, bye, bye.
We got to go.
Yep. Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. And again, if you are going to get a pet, please, I say it all the time, go to your local shelter or rescue, and I mean it, go there and adopt a pet because they need a good home. And Kayla, you need a pal for Nova.
Yep, we are going to get a dog, not another cat.
Well,
she's making me mad, so she's by herself right now.
Well, I wish I could get into it on the air right now, but
okay, I know. Did you hear me just gasp?
whenever your cat is not using the litter box, check out Medical First. We've got to say goodbye.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
On Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.